once again to naturaldocradio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am a licensed nutrition counselor, and I'm here today with some health tips from Janet. And today what we're going to be talking about are some health-supporting food choices that you can make. And some of them might surprise you, and some of them you probably already know all about. And so just a little reinforcement for those food choices that you already know are beneficial. Maybe there's one little bit of information that will give you the kind of support for making that choice, and something that you might not necessarily have known about. So I'm going to start with the A's, and what I'll talk about first are apples. And, you know, certainly we have all heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. And you might not necessarily know why that is the case. Apples actually contain some very, very nice flavonoids. They contain the trace mineral boron. That's very, very supportive of maintaining bone density and is very often overlooked when someone is focused on maintaining bone density. You might not necessarily know that the components found in apples are very protective of your heart. The interesting thing is you're going to get a benefit with regard to your digestive system if you deal with constipation or if you deal with diarrhea. Very, very interesting that the apple has the components necessary that will actually prevent constipation. All of the fiber content as well as the fluid content in the apples, very, very helpful at enhancing how your digestive system works and minimizing the possibility that you might be dealing with constipation. And with regard to diarrhea, very often when children have a little bit of loose stool, possibly a little bit of stomach upset, and this goes for adults and children, and diarrhea is the outcome of that stomach upset, very interesting because using a little bit of apple juice, using some apple sauce, possibly some baked apples. With the diarrhea, I wouldn't necessarily suggest raw apples, but the apple juice, the apple sauce, and the baked apples, cooked apples, actually very, very helpful for minimizing the spam that you might be dealing with diarrhea. Very interesting. This is a new bit of information. Apples help to improve lung capacity. So people who are dealing with possibly bronchitis, asthma, some sort of obstructive pulmonary issue, you are going to have components found in apples that will improve the capacity of your lungs to inflate and your lungs to function. I mentioned the trace mineral boron and talked about how that has an impact on your bones. Actually, some of the components found in apples are very supportive of cushioning your joints. So all of that soft tissue between the joints, that is properly maintained with the nutrients found in apples. So hopefully you've found another reason to have an apple today. Apricots. Many people might forego the apricots. They might not necessarily like the little bit of fuzzy skin that you're going to find on an apricot. Lots of people choosing dried apricots, and my suggestion is always choose those dark brown ones, not the bright orange ones. The dark brown ones have not been treated with sulfites and chemicals to keep their color, or they haven't been treated with artificial colors. The dark brown ones those dried apricots tend possibly to be a little chewier. If they are too chewy for your taste, you can certainly put them in a little bit of water and just soak them, or you can put them at a very, very low simmer in some water. You might like to add a little bit of vanilla extract or cinnamon to them, enhancing how the apricots are going to be supportive of your good health. They're very high in antioxidants, very high in vitamin A, as well as fiber. So the components, that high antioxidant content, help to protect healthy cells, and in that way contribute to apricot's ability to combat cancer. The fibers and minerals found in apricots are supportive of balanced blood pressure. The antioxidants and the vitamin A that I mentioned, you're very much supporting maintaining healthy eyesight with those antioxidants, in particular, particularly the high vitamin A content. The information that they have talks about slowing the aging process, and that is certainly accomplished with the antioxidants. And then one of the bits of information that I came across was apricots have the capacity to shield against Alzheimer's disease. Well, I understand that if you're lowering or slowing the aging process, and other than the antioxidant content, mineral content, I don't necessarily know how apricots are going to be protective against Alzheimer's disease, but if you do some research, you'll find that there is a benefit with regard to using apricots and minimizing the potential for developing Alzheimer's disease. Maintain those antioxidants. That antioxidant status in your body is critically important. When you have the antioxidants, it's possible that you're going to have protection of your healthy cells and consequently the potential for debris, disease-causing debris, to build up in your body and ultimately change your brain chemistry. That may be part of the process of how you're protecting yourself against Alzheimer's developing. Artichokes. So many different ways of having artichokes. You can have them canned. You can have them in a jar with olive oil and Italian seasoning. You can have them fresh, and they can be split in half and grilled after being seasoned with a little bit of sea salt and possibly some olive oil. Or they can be steamed and the leaves eaten with a very nice seasoned sauce. What's wonderful about artichokes? They enhance bioflow. So all of those people out there who might be dealing with a little bit of gallbladder issues, possibly you might have trouble when you eat some fatty foods and you develop some digestive discomfort or a little bit of pain in the middle of your back, enhancing bile flow is going to minimize the possibility of debris or sludge accumulating in your gallbladder. You're going to enhance how your liver functions. Possibly if your liver enzymes might be elevated, artichokes are an excellent, excellent addition to your diet. They're going to aid your digestion. So very, very helpful. As I mentioned, when you're supporting your liver, your gallbladder, overall digestive problems are minimized. Again, when you support liver function, the possibility of balancing your cholesterol is significantly enhanced. So if you're dealing with some issues, possibly poor ratio of your HDL to LDL, consider adding some artichokes into your diet. When you are balancing those fats in your blood, that leads to protection to your heart and circulatory system. And because of the high fiber content in the artichoke, what you're going to experience is stable blood sugar levels, not very, very high levels and very low drops. That spike and drop, that is a situation associated with damage to your blood vessels, damage to your cells, because of the blood sugar changes. The fiber content in the artichokes, very, very helpful for balancing blood sugar chemistry. Might not necessarily be high on your list in food choices, but it actually is a very, very helpful choice to be using on occasion. The canned artichokes that are just artichoke hearts in a water solution, you can drain those, chop them up, add them to a salad, add them to pretty much any other mixture of vegetables that you might be eating, and you're getting the benefits of the artichokes and not necessarily dealing with any of the less attractive aspects of eating artichokes. Avocados, next on the A list. Oh, so important. They are a source of glutathione. Glutathione in your body, one of the more protective substances that you can have. Such a protective substance that you're going to have a reduced cancer risk. When your glutathione levels are supported, your risk of cancer is reduced. The avocados, because of the fiber content, because of the beneficial oils, you're going to minimize the changes in cholesterol that are associated with problems. So the oils are such very, very helpful oils. It helps circulation, supports, takes stress off your heart when the circulation is easy. So you're going to balance those cholesterol numbers, create the HDL-LDL ratio that's helpful. When circulation is easy, then blood pressure is also very, very nicely balanced. So full of a wide range of antioxidant nutrients, very, very helpful for controlling blood sugar, enhancing circulation, controlling blood pressure. When you enhance circulation with the beneficial components, the vitamins and minerals that you're finding in avocados, what you find is the risk of stroke goes down. So beneficial minerals, vitamins, and the essential fatty acid profile that's so helpful. Helpful for your liver, helpful for circulation, good for your brain, and just overall supportive of good health. So an avocado maybe every other day, excellent addition to salads, just does not need any special preparation, and absolutely delicious and significantly health supporting. Remember the glutathione. Glutathione in your body is not easy to raise that presence of glutathione. So here's a very delicious food choice that will give you the glutathione levels that are so enhancing to your immune system. And once again, minerals, vitamins, and oils, very good for your skin. So if you're dealing with possibly dry skin, possibly just different discolored patches, whatever, the skin issues, very, very much able to smooth out the skin issues with the avocados. Okay, moving on to the bees. I'll start with just two more nutrients food choices full of nutritional benefit. Bananas, a little bit of a controversial possibly suggestion, because I pretty much tell people you really don't want to do bananas every single day, particularly people who are attempting to manage their weight. I have tended to recommend that people choose other fruits, possibly those apples or apricots, rather than a banana. Well, here are some of the health benefits associated with the bananas. Very high in B6, very helpful to support your B6 status. And the big one for me, fructooligosaccharide content that's very important for maintaining a healthy gut chemistry, very much present in bananas. And the fructooligosaccharides, very helpful if you have been given an antibiotic to minimize the possibility of yeast overgrowth. FOS, fructooligosaccharides, are a very, very helpful substance so that there is no yeast or minimal yeast overgrowth. The potassium in bananas, and keep in mind, they are not, in spite of all of the marketing to the contrary, they're not necessarily the highest in potassium. Yes, there is potassium in bananas, but there's potassium pretty much in every fruit, pretty much in every vegetable, and bananas are not the highest content of potassium. But because of the potassium content, they are saying that they would be very protective of your heart and circulatory system. Bananas are very helpful for someone who's dealing with an ongoing cough. Very helpful because, again, of the potassium, that you're going to be able to balance blood pressure successfully. There are minerals in there, and the particular array and ratio of minerals that is going to support strong bones. And as with the apple, and I was talking about people dealing with digestive upset, and possibly the symptom of the digestive upset is diarrhea, using bananas, very, very helpful for minimizing the duration that you will deal with diarrhea. So the fibers in the banana, very, very helpful for supporting cold.